Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, howdy.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC studios here in Denver, and we're also on that Odyssey app. Yeah, that app is free. And put it on your phone, take us anywhere, live, and the podcast after the program. It is a Wednesday.
Yay!
Going to be 95 degrees today.
You know, every day I've had rain.
And Monday,
every single day I've had rain, and Monday I had hail.
Wow.
Yeah.
We had nothing.
And so it irritates me because every day it's like, it's going to be sunny. It's going to be, and then no, it's not. It's really cloudy and scary.
I'll trade with you. I'll trade. I need rain. Yeah. Bad.
Yeah.
It's going to be hot today, but did you see the extended forecast into the 70s for highs by Sunday?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So fall is coming, Jamie.
It's fall, y'all.
Going to be football weather before you know it, folks.
Fall, y'all. Yeah.
Hey, Spadil, can you look into a story for me?
Yeah, what's up?
Fox 31 by 9 News.
I heard that Kyle Clark talking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy, isn't it?
The parent companies bought the other one.
Nexstar is buying whatever, Tegna or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Tegna. Yeah. Yeah.
Fox 31 buying 9 News. Oh, man. That's crazy.
Is it?
In the same city? That's too major.
It's like probably a $6.2 billion deal.
I would say the two biggest TV stations here.
Yeah.
Right? Fox and 9 News? And now they're going to be owned by the same people. Wow. All right. It is a Wednesday. Powerball drawing tonight.
Nice. How much? Yeah.
$643 million.
Woo! Oh, I could use that.
Wow.
I could use that.
You'll forget to get tickets, Jamie.
I know.
Yeah,
you
know, you got to put that jack pocket on your phone.
Yeah, I know. Did that lady ever get her payout and that guy ever get his payout? There's two people.
I have no idea.
Two people waiting for jack pocket. What's
the ones in Texas, right?
Yeah. They're both waiting for payouts.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that turned out. It was a story one day, then it just kind of went away, right? Yeah. I'd be pissed off, man.
I
won $653 million and I didn't get paid.
Well, and they're already losing their interest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be really mad.
There's like $1 million already in interest that they've missed.
I'm looking. Texas Lottery settles a lawsuit with the winners of that.
Why don't you wear your glasses? Why are you always squinting?
I don't know.
I was just thinking, like, you're like this, and I'm like, you have glasses right there.
Yeah,
I don't know. They're kind of uncomfortable with my headphones on, though.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they did settle the lawsuit with that $83.5 million winner.
You don't look as cool with glasses on.
I feel like I look cooler.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
You look more librarian?
Yeah, I do. I do. I look like sexy librarian.
I can't stand it because I sometimes forget to take them off to take pictures or something.
Yeah.
Then I'll see the picture go, oh, damn it, I should have taken the glasses off.
And my kid, I never know. One day he's contacts, the next day he's glasses. I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm switching it up.
You know, I've never tried the contacts because they now have them for reading, too.
Yeah.
That you can pop them in or whatever. I think it would be such an irritation.
Me, too.
In the eye.
He puts them on, and sometimes he sleeps in them. That's so bad.
Yeah, that's really bad.
Yeah, your eyeball suffocates.
And probably all it takes is a couple of uses and you get used to it.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
Well, yeah, he had them on when he was like 8 years old.
Yeah, like little kids now wear them.
Yeah, they sure
Here
do.
I am, a grown man. I'm scared to death. That's so bad.
My God. I can't put my finger in my eye.
I'm scared.
I remember Andrea Harris, my best friend, she had them when she was about 8 and I thought it was so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted them, but I didn't have glasses or anything.
Yeah.
I just wanted them because it was so cool she got to do that.
I ran into this guy, and we were inside the restaurant at the golf place, right? And the guy's probably 75 years old, right? And he's reading the menu like it's nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, man, why me? Why do I have, why am I blind, right?
Well, look at Billy. Billy's 90.
Well,
he can read everything.
Well, I asked the guy, and he said, I've been contacts.
Oh, well,
Billy
doesn't have contacts.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I gave him this little oil thing because I was going out to the cabin. I saw him at Bud's bar. I was like, Billy, which kind of oil do I use? And he just looked at it. I can't even see it.
Read that little bitty print.
I know. I'm like, you're 90. That's insane.
Quick break and back to old people talk. When we get back.
It's crazy, though. All he's 90 years. Think about that. He's 90 years old, and he can see
That's crazy.
Perfectly.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
When we come back, we'll talk gout.
I don't think he has that either.
Bunions. We'll cover it all this time. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Freaking Chinese products, I swear.
What happened?
So I'm leaving the house this morning. Oh, it's BJ and Jamie here, by the way. I'm leaving the house this morning, and I noticed a couple of packages came. And they must have came after I went to bed last night. My wife found them, put them up there. I ordered a new watch band, Jamie, because this one's getting a little bit, crappy. And I also ordered one of these faces to go on here to protect my watch.
Uh-huh.
You should see the junk they sent me.
Really?
This
Temu?
Thing,
did you get some Temu
hang
stuff?
On. It's in the trash can.
Oh, gosh. Oh, you threw it in the trash?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, okay.
I'm going to show you something.
Oh, my gosh. All
this
right.
This is to go over my watch. Where's it at? Look, check this out.
Okay.
And I thought it was going to be metal.
Oh, my God. He's amazing.
And it goes over your watch to protect the, stuff getting in the little buttons. It's. Check out
this. Jet.
Check that out.
What is this? It's a piece of plastic. They gave you a piece of plastic.
I swear, man. People, you order stuff and you expect, just good stuff, right?
Something solid.
And you get junk.
Yeah, they gave you a plastic baggie.
I've already thrown it away. I just opened it up and said, what the hell?
Why don't you return it?
It was like $6.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean. I mean,
you have so much money, you can just throw it away.
Well, no, it's lazy. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's like you. I mean, you and I.
Don't put it on me. We're talking about you.
You don't return things.
But we're talking about you. Don't do that.
Well, I'm just saying.
No, let's not
a
do
lot
that.
Of people,
let's just put it on you.
There's
let's
a lot
just,
of people
let's just put it
that
on
are
you.
Like that.
You
it's
always
my
do
point.
That. Anytime I point out something, you're like, well, you. Like,
well, we are a lot
but
alike.
But we're just doing you right now.
All right, let's just do me.
Let's just stick with you.
It's just so depressing. You wait for like 2 or 3 days to get your product, and then you get it, and everybody knows because you've ordered clothing or shoes or whatever you've ordered, and you whip it out, and you go, what the heck is this?
Yeah.
It's a hassle to send it back.
Piece of crap.
Yeah, it's a piece of crap. So I'm so disappointed.
Well,
this
the picture's
morning.
Always like, they look a little different, but it's like Temu, right? You never know what you're going to get.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a gamble.
So, all right. Well, dagnabbit.
I don't get that many packages. And for them to be bad, that's not good.
That's sad.
You know?
Yeah. Hey, I got my new oven, my little oven. I'm excited.
You did?
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of oven is it?
What do you call those?
The electric
oven?
Is it the one like they have at hotels? Like the conveyor belt one?
No, it's not that good.
Oh, okay.
I wanted that one, though. That's a nice one.
I know, you were talking about
it. Except for
it'll
flip my pizza, so I can't really.
Oh, yeah, that would be bad.
I don't think it'll go around the corner with my Tostino pizza.
Yeah.
Do you plug it in?
No, it's still in the box. I'm very excited. Yeah.
We get excited around the house.
Toaster oven. That's what it is. Yeah, toaster.
I mean, UPS and Amazon, they all stop there every single day.
Yeah, so, I know.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
You should see, I mentioned this. You should see my neighbor. The poor thing. He has three daughters and one wife, right? And that, not only do they come every day, they come three times a day to his house.
Wow.
It is insanity at that house.
I know the feeling.
He'll be out in the yard like, oh, this is the third one today. What did they order now?
It looks like the delivery center.
It
just
does. It's so funny.
I'm with you. Every time I step outside, I run into somebody delivering something. Yeah, hey, what's up, buddy? Hey.
Right?
I feel like I know them all now.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of crappy, though.
Well.
I got a couple of school things, because a lot of kids going back to school, obviously. I think most are back at school, in fact. And then just certain things that come out. Do you see the listing of the best schools in Colorado?
I did not. Let me guess. Cool. Kent.
You want to guess?
Kent.
Kent, no. Denver. Yeah. It's not on there?
No.
Oh, my God. Those people hang pay on. So much money to have their kids go.
No, they didn't make it.
Ha, 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 ha. You overpaid.
No, the number one school.
Is this school. Public school or is this private?
I think it's a combination of both.
Okay.
Whatever. The number one school in Denver, Colorado, here in the state, in fact, Devlin Junior and Senior High School in Denver.
Never heard of it.
Devlin High School.
It's right over by BJ's house.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. It's across the street from the prison where Jared is.
What?
It's across the street from the prison where they have Jared's subway.
Subway.
Guy.
Oh, yeah. I got a kid named Jared.
Yeah. I'm like,
my kid's in prison? I got a son named Jared. I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah, it was at the, you know. What's the rest?
Liberty Common Charter School. It's in Fort Collins. Thornton, Stargate.
Nice.
Stargate. Denver School of Arts.
They always make it.
Do they?
Yeah.
What is the school that you guys named that it's not on here? Kent.
Kent.
Kent Denver.
I've never heard of that one.
Well, it's a private school.
Yeah, it's so expensive. It's like, it's where, Peyton, coach, or, you know, the general manager. Sean Peyton, I think. Daughter went there.
Yeah. Lots of John Elway's kids went there. Yeah, Peyton Manning. Yeah.
Valor's not on this list either.
Oh, ha, ha,
Patrick Waugh's kids went there, I think.
Red Sea.
Kent?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all the kids go to Kent. My son's girlfriend went there.
Prospect.
Boy, they went to prom. God, they were snots.
No kidding.
Well, I went there, you know. I mean, sorry about this, but it's a true story. So, and he's in college now, so I can tell the true story. So anyway, so he went with Sean Payton. They double dated or whatever. And they went out, and then all those rich parents came back to his girlfriend's house, right, in Cherry Hills. And we all were there, and I drive up in my Jeep, and they all have their stupid Porsches. And I'm in my Jeep. And I did not fit in. Maybe that's why I'm bitter.
Sounds like it. Yeah. Prospect Ridge Academy, and then Cedar. I don't know where Cedar's at, but it's Denver. But
did you guys see that in Michigan, all those kids had to do in home learning or whatever, e-learning, because somebody stole 20 catalytic converters off all the buses?
Oh, really?
Yes. I would be so happy. I'd be like, we don't have to go to school already.
A catalytic converter day,
I know some kids have snow days. We had catalytic converter day. Awesome. Yeah.
I had to replace two of those on my vehicle. They are expensive. No wonder people steal them.
20 of them stolen in Michigan off of all the buses.
I'll bet you. They probably get $2,000 for those things.
I don't know.
You know? 20 of them stolen?
20 stolen, yeah.
School's out.
Crazy.
No buses. No buses. I did see this. Cherry Creek schools have gotten rid of the program called valedictorian.
Why?
They say it's not fair to other students.
That started a long time ago,
It started all across the country, you're right, several years ago. But now it's hit here because Cherry Creek announced this year they will no longer do valedictorians because other students, it makes them feel bad.
Now they're all participants.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So lame.
So dumb, right? I mean, if you do the work, you get the valedictorian.
I remember our valedictorian. Man, she was smart.
Yeah, I remember ours too.
Man.
Yeah.
I mean, she was so smart, she was an outcast.
Ours was cool, but she became a dentist.
She did?
Yeah. Missy Porter.
I feel like she could have shot higher than a dentist, though.
Maybe.
I'm just saying. I mean, that's cool.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking rocket scientist or something, you know? Maybe higher than just working out a tooth. What I mean? All right, we'll get to tabloid trash next here on the BJ and Jamie.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, everything.
From first steps to first dates. from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Morning show.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Da-da-da! All right, so last night I was sorting out some boxes and stuff. My kid was running because now he's going to do a marathon. I don't know. Every week it's
something. That's cool.
It's something different all the time.
A full marathon too, huh?
I guess. Wow. Yeah, something. I don't know. Anyway, so he was running and I was sorting out. I got some boxes from the basement. I finally decided to go through boxes. You know how you shove everything in the basement sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So I brought them up. And guess what I started watching that's so good? It's so good.
What's that?
It's called America's Team. It's about the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, the cheerleaders or
no,
the team?
No, no, no. The actual team.
Oh, okay.
And what's the
Deion Sanders is in it.
Yeah, right? He is. Yep. I haven't seen him yet because I've only gone through one episode is all because they're an hour long and there's 8 of them. Oh, God.
The owner's Jerry Jones.
Yeah. Fascinating, you guys. So he spent $800,000 on a well, and it's the most he's ever spent on a well ever to, try to get oil. And he was bankrupt. And he took his last bit of money and he went for this well and he felt like, you know, there's going to be oil there. And they were completely bankrupt. And it came out with $100 million of oil.
Whoa. Imagine that, though. Imagine you're sitting on $800,000, and that's all you got to your name, all right? And you think, I wonder if there's oil.
I know.
And you decide to spend every penny.
Yeah.
Every penny taking that gamble. And that's crazy.
You come out with $100 million.
It's like buying a lottery ticket.
Yep, it is. It is.
I mean, you have geologists and people come through and say, hey, there's a good chance, 80% chance there's oil, but there's a chance there's not.
Yeah, so he has like 3 or 4 kids or whatever, and they had like no money. And like it was all or nothing because they had run out of these wells.
The kids' money too.
Everything. Yeah, everything. It's pretty interesting. And then when he got the $100 million, that's when he decided to buy the Dallas Cowboys. It's really a fascinating story.
And now there, I would guess, I'm just going to throw a ballpark figure out there. I'd say that's a $4 billion team, right?
Yeah, for sure. Like $3, $4 billion. Oh, no. It's 12.
Way more.
12.8.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Because the Broncos just sold for what, $4 billion?
Yeah, 12.8 billion. It's really good. I highly recommend it. So far, though, it's, you know, I'm only in the first one. I hate the real. I cannot sit there for hours and hours and hours. It is just impossible for me. I just feel like the biggest loser. Speaking of the biggest loser.
Hey.
That Jillian, I don't know, you guys. She might be a real twit, okay? Jillian Michaels, by the way, is suing The Biggest Loser. If you don't know this, there's a Netflix documentary. And the good news about that one is it's only 3 episodes, and they're all only 30 minutes each, so it's a really easy watch. Anyway, she's suing Netflix and The Biggest Loser over caffeine pill lies, she says. But I don't understand, because in one of the episodes, they show that they docked her and said, hey, you can't give people caffeine pills. And she literally says caffeine pills are safer than having them drink a bunch of coffee. So yeah. I don't get why.
Well, It's a TV show, though. So there might have been an agreement behind the scenes by executives to tell her to do that. And she does it, and now she's getting the rap for it. So she's suing them because, hey, look, you instructed it.
Yeah,
maybe that could be the case.
I agree.
Because it is a scripted TV show. Come on.
So maybe behind the scenes.
So we don't really know.
So she said, she told TMZ she's meeting with Justin Baldoni's attorney and plans to go after Netflix, the documentary producer Harper, and that doctor. She also claimed that Brandon Rigg, the executive who bought the documentary for Netflix, was high up in NBC during the last few seasons of The Biggest Loser. So they were all in cahoots, I think is the right word.
Yeah, cahoots.
Cahoots.
That's a great word.
But you know what, with the saddest part, not to give anything away, but I will say this. Bob Harper, I love him. He's just so lovable. He's even lovable on the documentary. Anyway, he's talking about how he and Jillian pretended to be best friends on the show, gave each other a little crap or whatever. But he said, I thought we were kind of friends. But after he had his heart attack, after the series was over, she never called him.
No kidding.
Like, she check in on him?
Not at all. Nope.
Wow.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah.
That's cold.
Yeah, I would call all you guys if you had heart attacks.
Absolutely.
And we weren't doing the show anymore.
I would send you flowers.
Yeah.
Do something.
She's kind of bitchy. I don't know if I like her anymore. Readjust glasses. Anyway, here's one of the contestants talking about Jillian, number three.
I can only speak to my season, right? And the only thing we did that was a competitive edge that you could argue was maybe cheating is preparation H works in many ways. But one way people don't know is it takes and extracts water out of your skin. Not dangerous, is what it is. A lot of actors and people put it under their eyes, you know, if you have bags under your eyes. So what we did was we were given preparation H. Jillian told us about it. We get like a bunch of tubes and we put it on us like you would put like night cream on your body and sleep with it. So when we got up for the weigh-in, which was at 5 a.m. because the scale was a prop and the weigh-in was every morning of a weigh-in during that week, that we did that, right? And then we did our workouts and we dehydrated and we got on the scale and then we ran to the kitchen and we pounded water and pounded food. So that's what we did. That was like the only thing that she gave us to do, which was the Preparation H trick.
By the way, they don't have that active ingredient in Preparation H anymore.
No, they took it out.
Yeah, they took it out. Yeah. So all these models are walking around with bags under their eyes. Yeah. So sad, isn't it?
I will say this, that, man, the battle to lose weight can send you into a depression. You know what I mean? I mean, you try to drop 15, 20 pounds or so, can't do it.
Are you talking about Powerball?
No, I don't want to name names. I don't want to name names, but I have a friend.
You just told me you saw him in the parking lot.
Stop it, Jamie.
You said he looked sad.
No.
And you said he was holding two Lean Cuisines.
He
not
was
one,
very,
but
he
two.
Was, no. He was actually in a very good mood yesterday. But some people get really depressed. And they eat double Lean Cuisines.
You said he was walking around with holding his head down. He had two Lean Cuisines, not just one, but two. And he's walking around going, I got to get back on the shot.
Poor feller. I felt bad for him yesterday.
Oh, my God.
It was such a sad scene.
This David guy is the one that you guys just heard talk about the Preparation H. He also talks about how Jillian hated him and tried to get him off the show.
All right, number three.
Yeah.
If Jillian said, you know, drink a cup of sand, you're going to lose weight. You're going to do great in the weigh-in. The other kids would be grabbing sand and downing it like, you know, it was ice water. And I'd say, no, that's BS. That's not going to work. And we'd fight and we'd brawl. And, you know, it made for great TV, I'll tell you that. No sour grapes, no big deal. But absolutely, she wanted me off the show. She knew or thought she knew that I was going to go home, let it all go, give it all up, didn't deserve to be there to the end. You know, Dave's not taking this seriously. And that's the part that pissed me off. Jillian, absolutely, and I will tell this to her face, tried to manipulate who was staying and who was going, which shouldn't have been the case. And it wasn't just me.
Wow.
There you go.
There's a lot going on in that show, right?
Yeah.
I recommend it. Again, it's an easy watch. It's only three episodes, and they're all around 30 minutes, 38 minutes, something like that. So super easy to watch. Drama. But now Bob's going to get sued.
I feel bad. It's kind of crazy what's actually going to happen, because that doctor who's on the show just came out yesterday, and he's like, we did not have any caffeine. All caffeine was banned.
Right.
The entire show. It was like a well-known fact. So
she's,
I don't know what's
she's saying
happen.
That she has emails that they all agreed to.
Yeah,
it, so.
And that like the contestants were like drinking coffee like it was going out of style.
I believe her.
That she was told behind the scenes to give them caffeine pills?
I think they were all in cahoots.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're trying to put the blame on her. And they're giving her a bad rap for it. And she sued them.
I don't know. Well, we'll find out, I guess, right? At the end
we'll
of the
find
day.
Out.
Yeah,
we'll
find out. I do like that doctor. I feel like he was worried about everybody. He didn't like what was going on a lot of the times, but whatever. All right, but you have to see it to understand it. Okay, I think I'm done. Yep, there you go, tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We are back again. Another bag drop.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
The vault is almost empty, man. We're almost out of bags. But Parker, we're coming to see you Friday morning, 7:40. Friday morning. We'll give you the exact location coming up 7 o'clock on Friday morning. Another bag drop on Friday. Parker, we're coming out.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.